I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tina Tucker singing Hallelujah. And then part 5 of the message. From Bob Lee with Mount Pisgah Printing Ministry, he'll be preaching from Habakkuk chapter 3. Thank you.
is risen and He is the King.
He said, he took a little light and he shined the light in there. And he said, "Hey, do you see anything?" Well, here's what he said. He said, "Yes. Wonderful thing. See anything in your preacher?" "Yeah." "What are they?" "Wonderful things. Wonderful things. Glorious things. Could I ask you just to take a peek? See anything?" "Oh, I do. I do. I do." You know the reason that, not close, you know the reason that you gave so much for Bibles? You know the reason preacher has such a big heart and you people have a big heart? You know the real reason? I read a story about Dr. R.G. Lee. Folks ask me sometimes, people like that I don't know, preacher, you know, they've heard of R.G. Lee, and you know, they say, are you Kent R.G. Lee? I want to lie. You know, R.G. Lee was a great preacher. And I mean, oh my, he was. No, I'm not. I'm just somebody one day God saved out of the burning. No godly heritage. Just a sinner saved by grace. Dr. R.G. Lee, it was Christmas time. As a matter of fact, it was Christmas morning. It was Christmas Eve. And he was sitting by the fireplace with his wife, and the telephone rang. And his wife said, "I hope you won't answer that phone." And unless you've been a pastor's wife and you've been a pastor, you don't understand what I'm saying, maybe. You'll understand at the end. But you don't understand the times. I remember once that we were just getting ready to celebrate Christmas morning and telephone rang, and I had to leave, and gentlemen, the church had died, and I got back after that for lunch. Well, that may not be a big thing for you, but it was a big thing for me and a big thing for my wife and a big thing for my kids. And so I can understand exactly how you felt, preacher. You do too. You know. And but he answered it, and she told him, she said, I wish you wouldn't do that. You have such few evenings at home." And of course he did. And it's late at the end of the, on the other end of the phone, said, "Dr. Lee," said, "we have a lady here dying in the hospital." Said, "Will you come see her?" And so Dr. Lee did. And he went by there and see her in the hospital, and went into the woman's room and tried to get the message of salvation to her. But she's too far gone to understand. And so he went on home, and his wife met him at the door and said to him, as she looked at him, she said, "What's the matter, honey? Are you sick?" And he said, "No." He said, "But I just stood by bedside tonight and watched a young woman die and go to hell." That's the reason we do what we do. If you're here tonight or this morning and you've never been saved, I pray this morning you trust Him before it's too late. You can come today and get it settled. And if you're here this morning and I don't know your needs, and maybe the preacher doesn't even know all your needs or whatever, but there's a need in your life and heart, I know where you can find it. Maybe you just need to slip out of your place and come kneel at an old-fashioned altar and ask God, "God, help me to love the book. Help me to love the Bible. He'll help me in every way, shape, and form. Just however God spoke to you this morning. I pray you just listen to Him. Listen to that small, still voice that says, "This is the way. Walk ye in it." Would you stand with me? Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. God spoke to your heart this morning. You come.
This morning, if there's a need in your life, whether it's salvation or whether there's something, you know, God's Word is a complete book for every need in your life. And today He can minister and meet every need in your life if you'll simply come to Him today. Bring your burdens, cast your every care upon Him, because He's a God who cares for you. God can't do anything about what's on your heart if you don't bring it to Him. Obey Him today. Come right now and pray. Come seeking the Lord. Come calling upon Him. Come believing today for the burdens that He can lift, for the problems that He can solve, for the healings that He can give. You heard the Word today, and Brother Bob did a masterful job of proclaiming God's Word. Now let that Word move on you today. Horace is just playing a simple old invitation song. Just as I am. That's the way God wants you to come. Father, right now I pray that You will bring hearts and lives to this altar. I pray You'll bring healing. I pray that You'll bring encouragement. I pray that You'll bring strength. I pray that You'll bring salvation. I pray that You'll bring hope. Whatever the need is right now, may the Spirit of the Lord today move upon our hearts. May we obey You. May we come seeking, crying out, desiring You today. May Your Word today find a place in our heart that we will obey it and live by it. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I claim deliverance and health and healing, a touch that only You, O God, can provide. Thank You that we can cast our cares. Thank You that You're our refuge and our strength and our very present help. Thank You that You're everything the Word says that You are. Now, Lord, help us to receive that Word into our spirit, and may it move on us today. And may it have today freedom to work in us and through us. And may that Your name be glorified today. Will you let Him touch your heart right now? Come on.
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, that's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Thank you, and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.